Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen, amen. New Beginnings is not just for the young. We'd like to thank you for tuning in once again. We are New Beginnings Resource Ministries, and we're here every Wednesday at 7 o'clock p.m., and we do thank you for tuning in. For those of you that have tuned in by internet, if you would like to, call in, the call-in number is 347-237-4054. That's 347-237-4054. Once you call in, you would be connected. Sometimes we do, when we connect, sometimes we leave the microphones open, and sometimes we close the microphones down. But keep in mind that when you're on, we can hear everything in the background. We can hear everything in the background. So if you have something going on, please mute your phone or mute whatever you're using to connect here, and that will make sure that whomever the speaker is not distracted from the sounds in the background. Amen. We're going to have prayer, and then after we have prayer, we're going to move on over into Atlanta. Amen. Father, we thank you for this opportunity. We give you honor, the glory, and the praise. Lord, we thank you for this ministry. We pray, Lord, that the listeners, Heavenly Father, will receive a word from you. We are not here, Heavenly Father, to lift ourselves up. We are here to lift you up because we know, Heavenly Father, that you are such a gracious God, Heavenly Father. You are the one, Heavenly Father, who has brought us up to this day. You have protected us and you have guided us, and we just honor you by saying thank you. We come together as the body of Christ just to share a word of encouragement one to another. So we ask, Heavenly Father, that whatever said is in alignment with what you would have of us, Heavenly Father, and we just give you just to thanks, Heavenly Father. We ask you to bless the speaker this evening, that the words that she speaks with and the meditation of her heart will be acceptable in thy sight. We thank you. Amen, amen, amen. We're going to move on over to Atlanta, and we're going to turn the microphones over to Pastor Rose Cook, amen, who always comes on at this time of the month with a word from the Lord, and we're going to be awaiting and seeing what the Lord has placed on our heart. And we pray for those of you who are listening, when the opportunity is available, just communicate whatever you want to share. Amen. We are an interactive Bible study. We like to hear from you. Amen. We want to communicate. We want to interact together. And we just believe that there's strength in numbers. Amen. In the body of Christ. Pastor. Amen. I don't think I have her on. Pastor Cook, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I didn't have your mic up. I didn't have you piped in. Amen. We do come every once in a while. We have situations like that. Amen.
Amen.
We're coming to the mic over to you, and we're going to allow the Holy Spirit to use you. Amen. As we move forward.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. I'm just excited about today and tonight for this word that God has given unto me to give unto you tonight. Before I get started, just thank God for Elder Clay and his wife for this wonderful, awesome broadcast. We thank you for this. We thank you for the platform that you've given me and other speakers to speak a word what God has given unto us. And tonight, I'm excited. You can hear it in my voice. I've been in prayer. I've been fasting and believing in God for a lot of things and for ministry for my life. So tonight, I'm excited once again. And tonight, I want to do something a little bit different because before I got on today, I began to pray and ask God for some unusual Bible study tonight. Amen. I'm looking for some unusual Bible study tonight. And tonight, what I want you to do, it might be different, but I just want you, wherever you are, I just want you to raise your hand and just give God a praise. Hallelujah. I just want you to lift up your hand right now and just praise. Just begin to saturate the atmosphere with your praise tonight. Let's begin to go into heavens and begin to worship him and give God some praise. Just lift him up on tonight because he's worthy of all our praise. He is wonderful.
You,
He's an awesome God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus, tonight. Hallelujah, for who you are in our lives today, God. We just love on you today, God. Hallelujah. No matter what it looks like, we still give you praise tonight. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah. I just want you to just lift up your hands, because the Lord has given me something right now. It is Sheila on the line. The Lord says, speak to us, Sheila. If you are on the line, the Lord said He wants to break some things off of you in your life, but He said just worship Him tonight. Begin to raise your hand and begin to worship Him tonight. Sheila, and if you are on the line, and if you have an opportunity after the broadcast, if you could put it in the comments, hallelujah, that Sheila was on the line. Hallelujah. So there, He said, Sheila, He wants to break some things off for you, but He said, lift up your hands and worship Him tonight.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I don't know if you're on the line. I don't know where you are, if you're on the internet, but wherever you are, He said that He wants to break some things off for you. And He said all you have to do is just lift up your hands and begin to worship Him tonight. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, come on and clap those hands and love Jesus tonight. Hallelujah. To the name of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Listen, I asked for unusual Bible study. I don't know how this is going to go, but I'm just going to let God, the Holy Ghost, have His way.
Amen.
And excuse me, if it may not sound right to you, you take it up with the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Because I don't know what's going to happen on this line tonight. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But I know somebody will be blessed. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, let's go to the Bible. Oh, God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, thank you, Jesus.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Listen, excuse me, I'm just excited about what God is doing. Hallelujah, in the atmosphere. Hallelujah, on tonight. Hallelujah. But if you have your Bibles with you tonight, we're going to the book of Mark, the 5th chapter. Oh, God, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Mark, the 5th chapter. I'm only dealing with 2 verses tonight. Hallelujah. 2 verses, hallelujah, verses 35 and 36, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory to the Lamb of God. Mark, the 5th chapter, verses 35 and 36, and it reads as follows. While he was still speaking, some came from the ruler of the synagogue's house, who said, "Your daughter is dead. Why trouble the teacher any further?" As soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he said to the ruler of the synagogue, "Don't be afraid, only believe." And so my topic tonight is, it's just a word of encouragement. It's a simple topic, and it says, just believe. Amen. Just believe. Whatever that you believe in God for, just believe. Amen. Hallelujah. And so, as you know, I'm a preacher that likes to go through the scriptures or give you a brief synopsis of what's happening in the chapter. And here, what's happening in the chapter, we see that Jesus is doing ministry. Amen. He was delivering and healing sick people everywhere in this Bible. And so, as we go to the text, we find here there was a man by the name of Jairus, who was the ruler of the synagogue. Mm-hmm. He was one of the board of the elders, which governed the synagogue. Amen. He was a man of God who led people. He was a leader and gave instructions. Amen. The Bible says Jairus would be the one would tell people who would participate in the service. Amen. So he led people. He was an instructor, amen, and he was an important person. He was an important leader. But this important person, this important leader had an issue. Amen. He was in a helpless situation. Amen. He needed the Lord really bad. And how many of you know that when you in, how many of you know that you need, when you need God so much, you feel like you're in a helpless situation. You feel that there's no hope. You feel like you're lost. You feel that you're all alone and that you don't have anybody around you. And so this man of God was in a helpless state because his daughter was at death's door. Amen. His little 12-year-old daughter was dying. Amen. And if some of you have children, I can imagine how he felt, how you know, your daughter died, your son died, how helpless you feel, hallelujah.
Amen. Thank
how
you.
Distraught you would feel if you lost your only daughter. Amen. So this man was in such a distraught state. Amen. And he needed the Lord to come to his rescue. And how do you need the Lord to come to a dead situation in your life? Oh, God. Some of you may be at death's door with a situation that you feel like there's no hope, that you feel like you're helpless. There's no life to it. And you're saying, Lord, I need you. And so what this man of God did was he went and fell at the feet of Jesus because he's seen Jesus afar. Amen. Because Jesus, let me go back a little bit in the early part of the scripture of the chapter 5, he was doing ministry. He was delivering someone out of demons. Amen. So he was working, casting out demons out of a man that was being tormented by these spirits. Amen. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to go into it because it's press of time, but when you get time, read the latter part of Mark, the first part of Mark. Amen. And so he was doing ministry. So the Bible says that he was coming across the boat. Ah, hallelujah. He was coming across the boat, and Jairus seen him afar. Amen. And when he seen Jesus, the Bible says in the 22nd verse that he fell at his feet. In other words, he began to worship Jesus. Amen. And you know, when we worship God, we worship him for who he is, right? Amen. And Jairus was worshiping for who he knew God, who Jesus could do for him, which was the deliverer, the man of God that could deliver him out of his situation. Because let me just stop here. He was in a situation. Amen. His situation was that his daughter was dying. She was at the point of death. Amen. And so he knew that if he worshiped God, oh, come on, somebody, that God will heal his situation, that God will deliver him out of his situation. Amen. That's something for somebody when you're going through. Hallelujah. Just worship him tonight. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you need God to do something for you, just worship him tonight. If you need a healing in your body tonight, hey God, hallelujah, just worship him tonight. Hallelujah. Begin to bow down unto him tonight and give it unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Let him know, hallelujah, that you love him. Hallelujah. Let him know that you need him tonight. Hallelujah. Whatever that you're dealing with, financial situations, just worship him tonight. Hallelujah. Do I have any worshipers in the house tonight?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Any worshipers?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
We worship you, God. Hallelujah. The deliverance out of every situation that you're going through. Hallelujah. Some of you may be on drugs tonight. God can heal you. God can deliver you. All you got to do is worship him
tonight. Yes, I'm a witness.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Some of you are sick in your body tonight. Hallelujah. You need to be delivered from cancer tonight. Hallelujah. Worship him tonight. Hallelujah. And give it unto him tonight. And watch God do it because he did it for Jairus. Hallelujah. And we bless your name tonight, God. I'm telling you, I'm excited about tonight. Hallelujah, for what God is going to do for the people that's on the line tonight. Hallelujah. All he said tonight is just worship him tonight. Hallelujah. Give it unto him tonight. Hallelujah. He's waiting for you tonight just to give it unto him tonight. Oh, bless the name of Jesus tonight. And so, oh, God, hallelujah. And so as we move on to the text, the Bible says that he began to fall at his feet and began to tell Jesus what he needed. Amen. He said, Lord, if you just lay your hands on her, she shall be healed and be alive. She will live. All I need is one touch.
Yeah.
From the Lord. Hallelujah. All you need is one touch from the Lord. And that's a word for somebody. And ask the Lord to lay hands on your situation. And allow him to heal it. And allow it to come alive. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And so the Bible goes on to say that as he was going and traveling to Jairus' house, he was interrupted with another situation. A woman who had an issue. A woman who had an issue that was bleeding for 12 years.
My God.
Hallelujah. This woman was in a bad situation. Women, you know what she went through.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. May not have been, you know, 12 years constantly like she was, but you know her issue. You know what she's talking about. And this woman was in a desperate state, just like Jairus was. And what does she do? The Bible says, I'm not going to go into it too deep, but what she says that she begins to touch the hem of his garment. Hallelujah. She touched the hem of his garment. And Jesus said, something felt funny. Virtue fell out of him, huh? Hallelujah. He felt somebody touched him. Hallelujah. And when she touched the hem of his garment, she was healed. Hallelujah. See, she had a 911 call, too.
Ooh,
hallelujah. She needed God, too, for herself. Hallelujah. And sometimes we need a 911 call to God. Hallelujah. When we're in a desperate state. Amen. And so the Bible goes on to say, because I'm moving quickly. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. She was such in a desperate state that she needed the Lord to heal her of this issue. Amen. The doctors couldn't do it for her. Hallelujah. The Bible says she paid a lot of money to get this situation done, but the doctors couldn't do it. And tonight, your mama can't do it for you tonight. Your father can't do it for you tonight. Your sister for you tonight.
Right.
Your spouse can't do it for you tonight. But Jesus can do it. Hallelujah.
There's
I know a man
like
that
Jesus.
Can do it, but Jesus. Hallelujah.
That's right.
He
Amen.
Can deliver
Amen.
You out of every situation. All you got to do is just believe. Hallelujah.
Yes,
just believe. Hallelujah. She just believed, and her miracle happened. Hallelujah. But this was so significant because as he was traveling to Jairus' place, he was interrupted, and he didn't shun this lady away. He didn't shun away the situation. He dealt with the situation. Amen. He didn't say, you know what, I'm on my way. I don't have time for you. Hallelujah. But he sat and dealt with the situation and healed the lady. Amen. Hallelujah. So that lets me know that God has passion, compassion for his people. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. His compassion, hallelujah, for this woman, hallelujah, caused her to be healed. Hallelujah. And what a wonderful God we serve. Hallelujah. Can you clap your hands for God in this place tonight? Hallelujah, for being wonderful and being compassionate. Hallelujah, for his people. Oh, God, we thank you, Jesus, for loving on us, God. Hallelujah. And seeing about us. Hallelujah. He's never too busy, hallelujah, not to see about his people, hallelujah. It's not like us where we too busy that we can't see about our sister and brother when we in need. Amen, hallelujah. Any questions before I move forward? Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Any comments, as I said previously, anybody want to piggyback? Hallelujah. Because this is a Bible study. Amen. Hallelujah. I just got a little bit excited. Hallelujah. But I want to hear from you tonight.
That's all right.
Hallelujah.
That's all right. That's all
thank
right.
you, Jesus.
That's all right.
Yes. Hallelujah.
That's all right.
And so the compassion that God has for his people is a wonderful thing. And what a wonderful God we serve. Amen. And so I go into my text here in the 35th verse, and it says, while he was still speaking, some came from the ruler of the synagogue house who said, your daughter is dead. Why trouble the teacher any further? And so when I looked at this particular text, we find here that while he was dealing with the woman with the issue of blood, at this time, Jairus got the report to say that your daughter is dead. And why bother Jesus? She's already dead. And see, you don't need no people like that around your life.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Even though it looks dead, you still got to trust and believe God. These people around him didn't believe. Hallelujah. You don't need those people around your life that's not for you and not believing with you. Amen. Because these people did not. They said, don't trouble the master. She's already dead. But the devil is a liar. If you believe in what God has told you and hold on to what God has said, God will do it for you. Don't worry, don't hang around these people that are negative. I always say, I tell people, you know what, for you to be my friend and be in my circle, you can't be negative around me. Amen. I don't need no negative energy in my spirit. If God has promised me something or God is going to do something in my life, I need you to believe with me.
Amen.
Not against me.
Amen. Any questions? Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Any questions?
Just to make a statement, Pastor. Too many of us as Christians, we do have people in our circle. Who don't believe. We have too many people in our circles that have negative attitudes and negative spirit. And what that does is it causes our spirits to dwindle if we hang around those such people too much. I've heard people say that iron sharpens iron. So in order for that to happen, you got to be around the people that with positive attitudes, rather than having a negative attitude. That's a good word, and that's a good thought, that we need to be around those kind of people. Amen.
That's right. We need to be around people that are good energy people, because when you're down, sometimes you need that person to lift you up.
Amen.
And you need that person to believe for you, because sometimes when you're believing and it has not come to pass, the enemy comes and speaks into your ear and says, no, God is not going to do that. But you need the person that's around you to encourage and say, yes, if God said it, it is so.
Amen.
Amen. We don't need negativity. Yeah. Around us. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And so Hallelujah. He says in this particular scripture, I'm still in 35th verse, your daughter is dead.
As soon as she heard the word.
Somebody said something?
So you're okay.
Yes. He said, your daughter is dead. At this point now, there's no heartbeat. There's no life in this little girl. Hallelujah. And then he has these people around him, telling him, it's over. It's done. She's dead. Don't worry. Amen. Hallelujah. And so, as we stated before, that even though there's no heartbeat and there's no life, you still got to believe. That's what I'm trying to say tonight. Even though there's no life, there's no heartbeat to it, you still got to believe. Just believe. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. You've got to just believe. No matter what the naysayers or anybody else says, just believe. Amen. Because, like I said it before, if God said it, it is so. You can take it to the bank. He's not a man that he should lie.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The Bible tells us that. Amen. And we know, and we have to know that for ourselves. Amen.
Yes.
Just believe. Amen. And then the Bible goes on to say in the 36th verse, as soon as Jesus heard that word was spoken, he said to the ruler in the synagogue, don't be afraid. Only believe. Don't be afraid of what you see. Don't be afraid of what you see out in this world that's going on. Don't be afraid of what the killing and the bloodshed that's happening in the street. Don't be afraid, but just believe God.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Just believe
Amen.
God. No matter what it looks like, just believe God. You may be going through in your health, and the doctor's saying you got this and you got that. Don't be afraid, but just believe tonight.
Just believe.
Hallelujah.
Just
and I believe with you tonight. I believe with you tonight that God will heal you and deliver you out of your situation tonight. But you got to believe. Don't lose your faith. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Don't lose it. And Jairus didn't lose his faith. Even though he had those naysayers and all those people around him, he still believed. He was a man of faith. He still believed.
Amen.
God.
Amen.
Any questions as I move forward?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Just believe. Amen. And see, and so as we move further down in the text, we find here also in the 37th verse that Jesus had to put people out.
Yes, he did.
Like,
come
people
on.
Out of your
come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
Out
come
of your
on.
Circles. You don't believe? Hey, I'm writing you off.
Yeah.
You ain't bringing no positivity in my life. You getting checked off. You getting crossed off. Amen. You getting deleted from my phone. Amen. My contacts. You can't delete it. And the Bible said he put them out. He only had Peter, James, and John. Hallelujah.
Yep.
To go with
yep.
them and the mom and the dad to go in this room. Hallelujah.
All
oh,
the people
hallelujah.
Who believe.
Thank you, Jesus. Sometimes you gotta put them out. Delete them from your contacts. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Thank
yeah.
you, Jesus. Any questions? Hallelujah.
No, I'm thinking, Pastor, that this is such a good and timely word. I'm thinking about why Jesus did that and why we should do it as well, especially when you're believing a thing, especially when it looks bleak. You know, you need those people around you that are on basically the same level. Not saying that other people don't believe, but there are levels in believing.
There
some people just believe.
Go.
Some people believe in miracles. Some people believe this, that, and the other. But, you know, for the small things. But when you need a miracle like Jairus did for his daughter, you need the same people. You need those same people on that same mind, that same mindset.
Yeah, mm-hmm. you're right.
That's
you're
what
right.
we need, that same, with that same mindset. And I just want to say this. This isn't my testimony, but this is a friend of mine who has a father that lives down in South Carolina. Her name is Deborah Haynes, Evangelist Deborah Haynes. Her father for months, for a year or so, has been going through, actually even longer than that, but his mind was failing. His mind, he was going into dementia, then possibly into Alzheimer's. And they put him in a nursing home and everything. And Deborah used to, she would call me, we'd pray, we'd fast, we just call on Hector Haynes' name. I just make a long story short, where they fought, his mind, and sure, he was going back to when he was working. You know how Alzheimer's and people like that do. They go back. They're not even in the present, you know, in their present state of mind. But let me tell you, make a long story short, this man, a few days ago, oh, my God, a few days ago, it was like he woke up out of a sleep in the present time, speaking,
Jesus,
knowing everyone around him.
Wow.
Eating. Where he wasn't eating before, he is now eating. And his mind, she told me today, she spoke to him today, she said, you should hear my father. He knew who I was. He's talking. He's strong. He's yet
look
to go in the nursing home, but look at God. Look what prayer can do. That looked like a dead situation for a minute. Or like, not so much a dead situation, but looked like his mind wasn't, for the people, his mind wasn't coming back. But we knew God.
Yes.
There is a God that sits high and comes right where you are. And that's what he did. That man is in his right mind today, in the present day. I just want to say that. I thank God for that. I thank God for what God is doing. So just like you're saying, Pastor, you know, that looked, for Jairus, that looked like a dead situation. And there were people around, oh, your daughter's dead. Yeah, she's dead. You know, like just concede to that death. But he wasn't. Because he wasn't. He knew that Jesus, if he could just like the woman with the issue of blood, if she could just touch the hem of his garment.
That's right.
If Jesus could just speak to his daughter, she'd come alive. I'm finished. I'm excited about this word. This word
it's
is good.
Right. It's all right. It's all right.
It's yes. All right. Wonderful. Wonderful.
Yes,
and that's a miracle right there.
Yes, it is.
A miracle for Evangelist Haynes' father. A miracle.
Yes.
That's a miracle that God has done. See,
yes,
God
is
still doing miracles, y'all. He's still doing them. Hallelujah. All we got to do is just believe. Hallelujah. He'll do a miracle. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And so the scripture goes on to say that he put everybody out, even the people, even someone was even laughing at him.
Mm-mm-mm.
Hallelujah. They was even laughing. How can you laugh at the man, Jesus?
Right.
Laughing at him. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Hallelujah. And so the scripture goes on to say they began to laugh and he put everybody out. And the mother and the father came and entered the room. And he spoke to the woman in the verse, spoke to the little girl, verse 41. I don't know how to say the word, but Talia Kuma? If I'm saying it right. Which means translate, little girl, I say to arise. Hallelujah. And I say to some of you tonight, that same word, arise from the situation. Hallelujah. Arise. God is speaking, and Jesus is speaking in the scripture, and he's speaking it to you tonight. Hallelujah. Verse 41, arise from your dead situation. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I believe, and I began to read it even more, and I said, if you just believe, miracles can happen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. If you just believe, miracles can happen. Because this man, Jairus, believed God, and a miracle happened. His daughter was dead, and now she's alive. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There was no
Amen.
Light,
Amen.
No heartbeat. But there's a heartbeat now. Hallelujah.
My God.
That's a miracle for somebody tonight. Hallelujah. The situation had no heartbeat. Hallelujah. Your situation had no life. But God did a miracle and gave you life tonight. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You should praise him for that for tonight. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That he gave
Amen.
You life. Hallelujah. He brought you out of your situation tonight.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And he wants to do it. All you have to do is just believe tonight. Hallelujah. That's what I have. That's my word tonight for you. Just believe. Hallelujah. Don't lose hope. Don't lose your faith. Hold on to it. Hallelujah. And believe God. Hallelujah. I had to believe God for certain things in my life, no matter how hard things were. I believe God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I tell this testimony before. I don't know if you heard it before, but I was in a relationship for 20 years. Hallelujah.
Yes.
That situation, things were happening. Hallelujah. But I believe God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
God will bring me out of it, and he has brought me out of it.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Didn't know what to do.
Yes.
Didn't know what to do. In a situation, did not know what to do. Hallelujah. I lost everything.
My God.
Hallelujah. Lost everything.
Yeah.
And when I came to Georgia, I came in my car with some clothes and a few little things.
Yeah.
And that's all I had.
My
and
God.
I would say, Lord, I need you, Lord.
Yeah.
I lost everything. And I said, Lord, I need you, Lord.
Yeah.
And I just believed God. And look where I'm at today. God
Hallelujah.
Is doing great things for me. Hallelujah. He's doing things in the natural and as well in the spiritual. Hallelujah. Because I believe
yeah.
God. And
yeah.
I worship him. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
I worship him because I knew that he was the only one that could bring me out of whatever I was in.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That he could deliver me out of whatever I was in.
Thank you, Jesus.
That's why I continue to worship him. Hallelujah. So tonight I say, just believe tonight. Just believe.
Yes.
Oh, glory to God. Come on and clap your hands and love
yes.
Jesus tonight.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Just believe tonight. Hallelujah. Believe the impossible. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Yes,
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God. Hallelujah.
And that part where you talked about the woman with the issue of blood, you know,
mm-hmm.
It's so good. There might not be no hem, literally, that we could touch. But for us, that touch is our praises to God, is our praises to Jesus. That touches his heart. You know, I've heard many times, it's like Jesus isn't moved by our tears, but he's moved by our faith. He's moved by our worship and our praise. And when the praises go up, we know the blessings come down. So even when it looks like a dead situation, and I know this, and I can testify to this, we have even when we don't feel like it, we have to praise God regardless.
Mm-hmm.
Keep that worship. Keep that praise in our mouth. Because in
yes,
season,
God.
Out of season, whatever we go through, we have to praise God.
Thank you, Jesus.
And know that he is God. And he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And as
Amen.
Even in our dark, seemingly dark time, because it can be dark sometimes, when
yes.
the praises go up, the light so shines in the darkness.
Thank you, Jesus.
And he brings us out. He brings us out. I know. God is good. He's worthy. So this is a wonderful believe, regardless, just believe. This is a wonderful wonderful word.
Just believe.
What?
Just believe. I believe.
Yeah.
Just believe.
Yes, I believe.
Yes, and so in my last part, in the part, yes. the last part, the 42nd verse, he said, immediately the girl rose and walked, for she was 12 years old.
Wow.
Age, and they
wow.
were overcome with great amazement.
Wow.
Hallelujah. That lets me know she heard the voice of God, and she obeyed
wow.
God. Hallelujah.
Wow.
And got up and walked. Hallelujah. That's a miracle right there in itself.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And she heard the voice of Jesus. She obeyed the voice.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And got up and walked. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Even in her dead situation, still heard the voice of God.
That's something right
Hallelujah.
there.
Hallelujah. In her dead situation, she still heard the voice of God. God is with you in the dark time.
Mm-hmm.
He's with you, hallelujah. He's with you in the desert.
Yes.
He's with you in the dry times.
Yes.
Hallelujah. You just got to believe God in your dry situation. You just got to believe God when it's dead. You still got to believe him. You still got to hear the voice of God. Hallelujah. That's why you don't need to be around negative people.
Mm-hmm.
You need to be around positive people that speak in life in your situation. Hallelujah. Because you're already down. You're already feeling low. You don't need nobody to pile on with more negativity.
Mm-hmm.
You need someone to bring you out when you're down. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Or you have those people
just believe.
Well, you have those people that when you're speaking, when you're already down and you're speaking like that, and then here they are, they're like speaking down with you. Oh, I know, but you see, you have to build them up. You can't go into their situation and just agree with that low point where they're at. You know what I'm saying? We can't.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm down, I can't look for pastor to come and be down with me. She has to encourage me. That lifts me up, brings me to that. She gives me the word and brings me to that level, back to that level where I need to be to believe. Are you understanding what I'm saying? We can't just have people just, I don't know the word.
Amen.
Just
amen.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen.
To what you were saying, what was the verse? In verse 37, then Jesus halted the crowd and wouldn't let anyone go on with him to Jairus' house except Peter and James and John.
Amen.
And when they arrived, Jesus found that all was in great confusion, restraint, weeping and wailing, and he went inside and spoke to them, and they put people out there. So it speaks to that. Not only speaking life, but surrounding yourself, as you said, with people of faith. So you can be in, like Sister Edna was saying, and in their level of maturity in the word, too. So,
amen.
Surround yourself with spiritually powerful and proven faith, with proven faith.
Amen.
Who are going to intercede with you for you. Lift you up and put the power, you know, add power to your prayers.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
You know, Pastor
Amen.
Rose, we appreciate that word because I'm just sitting here listening. And, you know, my job situation is looking kind of grim. And that was an encouraging word for me.
Praise God.
You know, just to say, just believe. You know, just believe that God will work it out. No matter what men say, or no matter how things look, you know, if we just believe. And I just sit here and thought about that, you know. And that's where I am right now. So. You guys, I ask that you all will pray for me and pray for my family. I had to preach 3 funerals last week in my
Jesus.
Family.
My God.
We've had 6 area deaths around here within the last 2 weeks. And then to beat all of that, I come down with the flu. So I'm just asking you guys, you guys to just pray for me. And to pray, just pray for me. I appreciate it. I really do.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. No, they don't.
Tonight, just believe, and I hope this word was a blessing to you tonight. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Elder John.
Amen, amen, amen. Are there any more comments? Your mics are open. Amen. Any more comments? Amen. Just believe. Just believe. I like the idea of talking about the situation. Many are in dark places, dark places, and need someone to pray for them, you know, just to give them encouragement. Because sometimes people can be strong, and then all of a sudden, eventually, they begin to start to become weaker. And that's where we want to intercept on behalf of those who are becoming weak, who are becoming weak. Amen. We're in this society right now that prayer. I don't know for you out there that's listening by internet, or you that's tuned in online right now. Let me tell you something. Do not stop praying, and do not stop having people to pray for you. Like the pastor has said, he's asking for prayer. Let me tell you something. That's what we're supposed to do. That's when we come in. We come in and we pray one for another. Amen?
Amen.
Just believe. Just believe. Believe in what? Believe in that God can take you out of the situation. Whatever situation you're in, God can take you out. Whatever it may look like up the road, God can turn that around.
Yeah.
God can turn that around. So, I mean, the topic, just believe, it speaks for itself. It speaks for itself. Just believe. Nothing else. Nothing else. Don't let doubt come in. Don't let the negative friends come around. Don't let anything that does not have a positive relationship with your spirit come in. Keep it out.
That's right.
Just like Jesus did. Keep it out. And if they're there, put them out. Put them out. Keep those who need it by you, those who are going to lift you up, those who are going to pray for you, those who are going to encourage you, those who are going to speak life into your situation. Amen. Life. When everything is lit, when the things are lit up, you can see everything that's going on. Amen. So
that's
what we're supposed to be. That's what this is about. That's why we're here. Amen. Not just just coming together because we're just here, but there is a purpose in each and every one of our lives. We are the body of Christ, body of Christ. So every part of the body has a different gift, a different function. Amen? And we come together as a body of Christ to make sure that the body is functioning according to how God wants it to operate. And let me tell you something. When the body is functioning correctly, like God wants it to, then we begin to start to things happen. Then we begin to start to see things change. Amen? Speaking of those things that we think are dead in the natural, amen. When God steps in, he turns it around. And that's what we do. We come together to encourage each other as the body of Christ and begin to start to speak to those things out there, those who are low, who are downhearted, those who have fallen short, even those who are just smitten. We come in, we step in, speaking light into their lives, reminding them, you know what, that in God's eyesight, we're all precious. We are all precious. And even for those of you who have not heard, there's a special purpose in your life. Amen. God has a special purpose in your life for what you are supposed to be doing for the kingdom of God. And that's what it's all about. Anything else that we don't even have to talk about. It's all about Jesus. Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
Brother John, let me say thank you for calling and checking on me the other day, even though I missed your call. I got your message, and I just want to say thank you, man, for checking on me and seeing how I was going. I appreciate it.
Well, you're welcome, Pastor. You're welcome. I know that, you know, listen, you know, you have a mighty work, and sometimes, you know, we pour out.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we don't get people want to pour in. You know, so
that's right.
So when you don't hear from someone, it's good to call. Even just to say hello.
Real
yes.
quick, hold
yeah.
on, man, just fine. But that's enough. You know, but that's enough. Letting people know that, you know what, I haven't forgotten about you. I haven't forgotten about you. So that's what it's all about. When we get so busy, sometimes we lose, we lose sight of those little small things. Those little small things. Amen?
Amen.
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 Any more comments? Any more comments? All we do is just encouraging and lifting up the name of Jesus. Amen. If you have a testimony that you want to share at this time, that God has brought you out of because you just believed, amen. Your mics are open.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
You know,
go ahead.
This is not a testimony, but it can be, so to speak. God has blessed us, even in the midst of all the turmoil and the trouble and the sickness that I've went through over the last couple of weeks. I thank God, you know, that He allowed me to baptize three people here at the church two Sundays ago. So, you know, I just give Him praise for that. You know, even when situations look grim and we think there's, you know, sometimes I get, you know, my spirit gets a little low but, you know, I thank God. I just thank God that He, for what He has done here at this little church in South Pittsburgh, Tennessee. Amen.
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 I like that transparency of yours, Pastor. You know, even when you get a little, and we all need to be transparent because we're not always up all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And we do get out, we do get low, and our spirits do get low. Jesus' spirit, God, everything we go through, Jesus went through mm-hmm. it before us.
Amen.
And letting us know in our humanness, even though the spirit is willing and the flesh is weak, we still can get that rejuvenation that God gives us.
Yeah.
And we get that through the Holy Spirit. We get that through the Trinity, but we get that from each other. That's why
Amen.
He joined us, you know, interlocked us in a body, different parts, but we're interlocked. He's the head, but we are the body with different
Amen.
Members, and we can just
Amen.
Encourage one another to, yes, you can go on, and yes, Brother John speaking to you, Brother John seeing about you, Prophetess Rose seeing about me, Brother John seeing, you know, we're supposed to see about each other.
Yeah.
God calls
yeah.
us. We are our brother's keepers, and we
Amen.
Are commanded to, we are commanded, God commands our love
Hallelujah.
To love. Commands
Hallelujah.
Our love to love so we can
Hallelujah.
Help one another. Help one another so we can be healthy and whole, so we can do what He's called us to do, and that's to go out, bring them in. So I love
right.
your transparency, because sometimes, like Pastor said, we need people, Elder John said, we need people to pour back into us.
That's right.
You know, because you
That's
give out
right.
so much, and especially you pastors. You know, we have to really pray for you pastors,
Amen.
Because
Amen.
The enemy is coming at you in all kinds of ways, just to discourage
Amen.
You, to beat you down. But
That's
we
right.
who hold you up, pray. We pray for
yeah.
you. We
thank
pray
you.
The
thank you.
We pray the God, the living God over you, the blood of Jesus over y'all.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Because
thank
you all are our
yes.
leaders.
Thank you, sister.
And if the head is sick, so would the body. The body will be sick too. Lord Jesus.
Amen.
So we have to pray for y'all.
Amen.
God knows.
Amen.
God is good.
If I can make a comment, I like to start by saying, Pastor Rose,
mm-hmm.
she.
Yes.
She got me into this particular Bible study here,
mm-hmm.
and me and her are friends, and we've been friends for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I was going through a little something back then, but then even though I haven't officially met you guys except for Pastor Rose, But I'd like to say to Sister Edna, Sister Stan, Pastor Rose, Brother John, and a few others, you guys have helped me tremendously. You don't even realize
it. Praise the Lord.
Wow.
God be the glory.
You guys have helped me tremendously. And I'm in a better place.
Praise God.
All right.
Like I used to say, I was in my infancy stage. I think I moved out of my infancy stage just a little bit. I think I'm a few years past the infancy, you know, a little bit past that infancy stage. But I thank God for bringing you guys into my life. And you guys have done a lot for me that you just don't know. And I just like to say thank you.
Amen.
I thank God for bringing you in my life.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
No, that's the platform that Dr. Suzanne and Elder John has brought to the body of Christ. This goes all over the nation. I'm telling you, too, that this platform, this that God has dropped into your spirit, it's truly designed by God. And you carrying it out, carrying this mantle to each and every one of us, hallelujah. We thank God that you were obedient. And sometimes it gets rough, sometimes it gets tiresome, but you know what? God's reward for you, it's not that you're going to see it in heaven, but God's going to show it to you right here in the land of the living. He's going to show you. He's going to show you. Pastor Rose, I'm done. I'm done.
Okay.
Praise God.
And then usual Bible study tonight.
Yes.
We received that.
I'm glad you heed the call.
Amen. And as you said, Mr. Cook, you know, something different. And I know that as I have been communicating and talking with this little time, I can feel the anointing. I can feel the anointing what's going on. You know, I want to continue along in the Holy Spirit to use you, for such a time as this, you know, to getting people to jump in, because definitely through our conversations, and the conversations, I mean, I'm talking about Atlanta, Tennessee. These are people from all over, but I can feel the anointing. So I want to thank you for bringing that platform tonight.
Amen.
We're going to ask you if you could close us out in prayer. Make sure that we add on, and we definitely pray for Pastor Robinson, who's asked for prayer for his job and his family. Make sure we include that, and anyone else that needs prayer, you know, make sure that you let us know. Amen. So we know what to pray for. If you don't tell me, then we don't know. Amen.
And Father God, we thank you, God, for this time, this moment, God. We thank you for this word that went forth on tonight, God. We thank you, God, that you was in the midst of this Bible study tonight, and that we are just going to believe your word and believe who you are. Now, God, as we put Pastor Robinson before you today, God, God, as you begin to work a miracle in his life on today, God,
we ask for healing
and deliverance for him tonight, God, in the name
of Jesus, God, we pray favor upon his job tonight, God, in the name of Jesus,
God, you said, ask that it shall be given unto us, and I ask, God, that favor come upon him right now, like never before, God, in the name of Jesus, God, begin to pour unto him the rhema word, God, that he give unto your people, Lord God. And I pray, God, that you bless his ministry, God. Cause it to flow and flourish in the name of Jesus, God.
Thank
God, send people to his house tonight, God. In the name of Jesus. Send people to his ministry, God, that the word is going forth, God.
In the name of Jesus, God. Thank you.
Ministry like never before, God. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. God, because there's a word in his belly, Lord God, that needs to get out to your people, Lord God. So I pray. pray, God, tonight, God, that you enlarge his territory tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, begin to have your way in his life today, God. Touch his body tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood over his life on today, God, in the name of Jesus. Heal, God, like never before. You said, by your stripes, we are healed. And we speak healing to the body right now, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We speak to that flu, hallelujah, that you be gone. Dismantle that flu that's in the system tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, we declare and we decree it, God, that it is so, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, flu, you got to leave his body right now. We declare today that the flu leave his body right now. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, and heal like never before. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, touch his family today, God, as they're bereaving many family members that have gone on to glory, God. In the name of Jesus, give them peace in the time of trouble today, God. In the name of Jesus, give them the strength that he needs, Lord God. And we bless your name tonight, God. As we give you glory tonight, God, for who you are, God. We bless your name tonight, God. Bless every hearer that's on this line tonight, God. Every person that's on the internet today, God. Heal their bodies today, God. Make everything straight in their lives, Lord, today, God. In the name of Jesus, just God, begin to move upon your people, Lord God. And God, we're looking for miracles, Lord God. Miracles happening in this season for your people, Lord God. Just believe, God. Hallelujah. Miracles can happen, Lord God. And we just bless your name tonight, God. And we give you praise tonight. And we give you glory, God.
Hallelujah.
Bless your name tonight. And we give you praise, Jesus. In Jesus' name. Amen.
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 We thank you for tuning in. We like you, invite you back in Wednesday, 7 o'clock. We love you, but God loves you more.
And so I hear you, Lord, that I will hear.
God bless you.
Yeah. And I'll be back.
I face the dawn.